If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show on this Friday morning, February 10th, the final day of the week before we head into this weekend. Not just any old weekend, the Super Bowl weekend. It's upon us. Time to party, time to watch and rate commercials, time to root for whichever team you've got your quote-unquote money on. And that should be a fun weekend. Always a fun event. Really, it's what you make it. And as we've said several times, as we've talked about the Super Bowl heading into it, it's not so much about the game, although for many of us it is, but for the most of us, we probably, you know, don't have a dog in the hunt, if you will. We don't have a team we're rooting for directly. Our Detroit Lions are not in the game this year. So we pick a team that we'd love to see win here or there, but it's not like rooting for your own team. So it really becomes about the social aspects, the food, the snacks, the company that we keep during the game, whoever it may be. And that's, you know, it's what it's all about. So I guess it's an excuse to gather and eat.
On a Sunday night.
How can you beat that?
On a Sunday night.
And try to show up at work on Monday morning, you know, feeling brick-ass, all ready to go.
Do we have the day off Monday?
Well,
no, we'll be doing the show.
Oh. We'll be doing the show. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll be doing
the
show.
That's not work.
You'll hear from us.
Right.
Monday morning.
So Super Bowl, guys, any traditions that either of you guys have for the Super Bowl or just kind of fly by the seat of your pants?
Nah, no traditions.
Yeah.
How about you guys? You have a house full of boys.
Okay, so I got a house full of boys. I started a little tradition that's kind of fun, and that is that one time when I was passing through the airport in Las Vegas, I picked up a thing of those colorful chips, the poker chips or whatever they are, the gambling chips, whatever, poker chips. Brought them home, and each year I create a betting board for the boys. So I hand out, they get a certain number of those chips, and we ask questions, who's going to be, you know, the board, you can put your chips down on it, and the chips in the end can be cashed in against, you know, a hot fudge sundae or whatever, some ridiculous little thing. But it's the fun of playing, and to try to make it interesting for everybody, we do the basic football questions. Who's going to be ahead at the end of the first quarter, this team or that corner? You put your money down on them.
Yeah.
Second quarter, you know, the third quarter, et cetera. But we also do stuff like when Tom Brady was playing, will there be a Giselle sighting? Yes, no. So that kind of thing. We do some colorful, fun little stuff to engage those people not so interested in the game in our household as well. And frankly, at the end, we count up our chips, but everyone gets the hot fudge sundae anyway. Whatever. It's just fun. So that's a tradition
great. Yeah,
for you.
That sounds
just to make it more fun. And of course, you know, we do stuff on the commercials, betting. Is a chip commercial going to come before a beer commercial?
Right.
You know, is it chips or beer first? You know, that kind of thing. And they put their chips down. So that's kind of fun. All right. So that's our tradition. Now, Kristen, yesterday we talked about ski resorts in the state of Michigan. We recognized how important they are both to our lifestyle here, all of our lifestyles who enjoy winter sports, but beyond that, to the state's economy at large. We lamented the fact that they're not getting much snow this year, the weather's been warm, and they can't even make snow. How are they going to get through this? Well, somebody heard us.
The weather gods were looking down on us.
I mean, somebody heard it. Someone was listening.
Yeah, Mother Nature said, you know, I think Northern Michigan and the UP could use a little more snow, and sure enough,
She's delivering
anywhere from 2 to 5 inches in northern Michigan. So
all right.
If you're headed up north this weekend, be ready.
And the moral of the story is, if you need anything, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll order it up for you. Right. Yeah. We got snow 2 to 5 inches in northern Michigan for our beloved ski resorts. You let us know what you need. Actually, Kristen's the one to call on that.
Okay.
All right. Yes. And in sports news, Mark, Pistons big trade news.
Oh, yeah. The Pistons are trading forward Sadiq Bey and acquiring center James Wiseman in a 3-team deal involving the Atlanta Hawks and Golden State Warriors. Wow, that's a shocker.
That is a shocker. I had a feeling they were going to make some kind of move.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah, something to shake it up a bit.
But James Wiseman, 7 foot or so. Got some size going on here.
That'll be interesting. That'll be fun. And, of course, in other sports news, and it even has a local tie, Matishbia making news already in the NBA. Big trade. Picks up Kevin Durant.
Wow, good move.
For the Phoenix Suns. He wants to win now. He gave up, like, I think, 4 number one draft picks over the next 4 years or so. Really, no pun intended, mortgaging the future and wanting to win now, picking up Kevin Durant. That's going to be a team that all just immediately you know, be a team that'll be a force in the equation of things next year. Yeah. All right, really exciting, guys. We're going to talk more Super Bowl coming up later in the show. We've even got Michael Spath, our sports expert, of course, giving us his view on not only this year's Super Bowl, but what it's going to take for the Lions to be in the conversation next year. Looking forward to that. And don't forget, want to hear more content from this show and others on WJR? You can always go to thegreatvoice.com and pick up all the content you're interested in from your most favorite WJR shows and personalities. All right, running to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.